I mentioned my recent trip to Aruba last week and bring it up again today only to make a point. I'm always amazed at what can happen within a year's time. Each year when we land, we see something new or something missing. A new building or the empty space where an old one once stood. It's a phenomenon I experienced throughout college. Each year I would leave for Western Mass in September and generally return once in January and then again in late May. Progress marched on. It was almost as if the South Shore decided to live on without me. Coming back from Aruba last week, I found myself one day walking toward the center of Plymouth. For a moment, my heart skipped a beat. In the distance, I could see what I thought might have been a small skyscraper. I know, it all sounds illogical, but there it was in my mind's eye at least. Instead, it was the squared-off protective sheathing around the Spire Center for the Performing Arts Spire, looking, at least to me, like a modern skyscraper from a distance. I'm sure you've noticed the sprawl in Boston over the past 10 years as you've driven through the city. On both sides of the tunnel, it's pretty obvious that the city has grown taller and pushed outwards. Science fiction, particularly cyberpunk writers, for more than half a century have proposed a future where the eastern seaboard from Boston to Baltimore is one large metropolitan complex. We seem to be creeping in that direction. Perhaps my mind is too filled up with such concepts. Perhaps I was still under the influence of the Caribbean sun. But when I saw that skyscraper, my heart drooped ever so slightly. We have a beautiful thing here on the South Shore. The fact that we can still see church spires and other such landmarks from all angles tells us that we have prioritized the right things. Plymouth has advanced over 400 years. It has grown economically, so many other ways, but it's done so without giving in to temptation. It's kept its small town feel. A walkable South Shore on the trails, on the beaches, or in the downtowns is a privilege we should always pass on to the next generation. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.